is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Tickets for the Pawn Shop.
Now, look, Mr. Hall, I don't want Mr. Sinclair to get the wrong message, so I'll say it once more, right?
Right.
I'm Phil McBride, the manager of Battling Milligan, the boxer who's fighting at the stadium Saturday night, right?
Right.
I'm also the man who donated 4 ringside tickets for the fight to the Rose and Crown raffle for the new snooker table, right?
Right.
We've just this minute drawn the raffle, and the first prize has been won by that taxi driver, Higginbottom, but he's out of town on a job and his wife's not in, so I'm leaving these 4 tickets with his pal, Mr. Sinclair, right?
Right.
Wrong.
What do you mean, wrong?
Mr. Higginbottom isn't me granddad's pal. He's just somebody to lean on after closing time.
Say, shut up. The man's not come to listen to your daft talk. He's come to listen to mine. I mean, I'm listening to his. To it, the message. I think I've got it.
Good. When are you going to leave home, then?
As soon as Mr. Sinclair comes to get... See, I'll thump you in a minute.
Look, Mr. Hall, I've got a train to catch. Now, just repeat my message, will you?
Yeah, right. You're Mr. Milligan. I mean, he is the other one, and you're the bride. Battered, you've won Higginbottom's raffle. It's a snooker table. The bride for 4 of them. The taxis in seats. I'll start again.
You're sorry you told him now, aren't you, Mr. McBride?
Dead right. Look, son, the message is this.
Have to say it again. I've jotted it down on this old envelope.
Oh, good. Right, I'm off now to Battling Milligan's training quarters to pick him up.
Why, has somebody knocked him down?
Very funny. I'll be back with him Saturday for the fight. Just you look after those tickets for Higginbottom. There's 4 quid of my hard-earned cash in them bits of paper.
Right, Mr. McBride. I wish me granddad had won those tickets. Then he could take me to see the big fight.
I think your granddad would rather have won the second prize, the bottle of whiskey. Anyway, see you give Higginbottom those tickets, right? I'll let myself out. Cheerio!
Yeah, cheerio, Mr. Wright.
Shut up. Ta-da, Mr. McBride. Hey, that'll be a surprise for Ozzy's dad when he finds out.
Surely Mr. Higginbottom knows he's Ozzy's dad.
I mean, winning the 4 tickets for the ringside seats at Saturday's big fight, you daft looking.
I was having you on, Jimmy. I knew what you meant all the time.
Jimmy, who was that who called while I was upstairs?
Tell her, Alfie.
It was a man calling to tell Mr. Higginbottom he's Ozzy's dad.
Oh, I see. You what?
No, not the man's Ozzy's dad. He's married to the boxer. Yeah, but my manages him, I mean. He's got 4 of them, not dads.
Mams.
Yeah, he's leaving him here with Mr. Sinclair. Take it. Oh, can I fight Susan, please? I mean, see her.
She's upstairs looking for her boxing gloves. Gloves. We're going to the shops. Oh, good, you've laid the fire, Jimmy.
Yes, ma'am, it's all ready for lighting. All I've got to do is to rub Alfie's legs together.
I'm ready, Mother. Oh, hello, Alfie. Did I hear the front door slam just now?
No, it was a man. No, not who slammed. it was the door, but a man's been here to see Mr. Sinclair looking for Mr. Higginbottom. No, not Mr. Sinclair looking for Mr. Higginbottom. The man looking for Mr. Higginbottom. Where are you going?
To the pet shop to get you a muzzle.
Well, you better hurry up because they close us. Mrs. Clitheroe, will you tell Jimmy my name's Alfie, not Rover?
Yes, Jimmy, stop teasing Rover. It's catching. Come on, Susan.
Right, Mother. I should be back in time for the pictures, Alfie.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Pictures? Well, what pictures?
Oh, don't tell me you've forgotten. We're going to see Oliver tonight.
Oliver who?
Twist! Twist!
Look out, Alfie. If she twists you once more, you're bust.
Hey, shut up. Oh, I'm sorry, Susan, I forgot. You see, I promised to do some jobs for me, ma'am, tonight, painting and that. I'll tell you what, I'll take your twist in tomorrow night to see him, the twister.
You'd better. Tomorrow's the last night. In fact, I'll make sure I'll book the tickets. I'll get my coat, Mother.
Right, dear love. See you later, Jimmy.
Don't forget the pictures tomorrow, Alfie.
Yeah, right, yeah, Oliver. And you too, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Yes. Cheerio, Alfie.
Ta-da, Mum. Cheery-ho, pudding face. Now then, Alfie, before you go, just help me get this file lit. Did we put all the waste paper on?
No. No, there's these old envelopes on the table.
Right, here's the one with the message on. I'll put that on one side. Here you are, Alfie. Bung them on and I'll chuck the coal on top. We'll soon have the fire going. Well, you certainly got the fire going, Alfie. All that waste paper's gone up in smoke, including Mr. Higginbottom's 4 tickets. I should emigrate while you're still alive. Try Borneo, where they shrink heads. In your case, you'll save them the bother.
I've told you, you're as much to blame as me. You passed me the tickets with the envelopes.
Yes, but you put them on the fire and lit them.
Look, we've got to do something before he finds out what's happened. Think of something. Think.
I funk. All we've got to do is go to the booking office at the stadium and get 4 more tickets, right?
Right. Well, I funk so. Yeah, but I think so. Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, if we go and get them at the booking office, we'll have to pay for them, right?
Half right. You'll have to pay for them.
Here's the booking office, Jimmy. Oh, look, there's a man inside. We're in, look.
Right, stand back while I tap on his window. Shop! Come on, open your window and come out fighting.
All right, boy, I'm not deaf. No need to fracture the window, see? What is it you are wanting, look you?
Oh, well, it's like this, Jock. We want some... We want some tickets for the big fight on Saturday night.
Yeah, and the seats have got to be on the side. No, not tilted, the side of the boxing ring. You know, I've always wanted to ask somebody about that. If it's square, why do they call it a ring? I mean, if you're getting married in church, you wouldn't say, with this square I thee wed. Anyway, it wouldn't go on a finger if it was. Square, I mean, it should be round if it's a ring, it's daft.
Well, you got a right English one there, Dybach.
You're not kidding, Mr. Welshman. Stuff a leak in his mouth. Now, about these tickets for the boxing.
Oh, you don't want to go to the boxing, do you? I got some lovely tickets for the ice skate in a week on Friday. Special display by the famous Russian champions. I got the proto pop-offs, you know.
Oh, don't tell us. Go and tell the doctor. Look, about these boxing tickets.
Oh, I could do you some good seats Wednesday next. Freestyle wrestling, commencing 8 p.m. How about that, eh?
Look, mister, all we want is 4 ringside tickets for the boxing on Saturday. Go on, Alfie, give the man the £4.
All right, but it's, I don't know, it seems a lot of money to
me. Don't you worry, sir, I can save you quite a bit of that £4.
Can you? How much of it?
All of it, the ringside seats have all been sold.
Oh, and into goodness, no.
Yes. Plenty of 5 bob seats at the back I have, but not one ringside seat in the place. Good evening, yakida.
Oh, Higginbottom will go mad if he doesn't get his tickets. What shall we do?
I don't know. I'm too young to go to the moon. Oh, why did that long stick of rhubarb have to win the first prize? Why couldn't he win the second one, the bottle of whiskey?
Well, he'd enjoy that just as much. And you can buy a bottle of whiskey anywhere. Oh, now, what shall we do?
Alfie, take me to the nearest pub.
All right, jump on me back. Pub?
Yes, don't you realise that's the answer? Get the old dragon a bottle of whiskey.
What? And tell him that's what he's won?
Yes, Mr. McBride won't be back till Saturday. If we see Mr. Higginbottom first, we'll give him the whiskey and tell him that's his prize.
Good idea. We'll go to the Red Lion round the corner here. I know the landlord. He once let me have some silver wine for my mum and dad's white wedding. Yeah. No, silver, I mean. The wine was white. Do you know, they've been drinking for 25 years. Married. And they only ever had one row. Ask me how long it lasted.
All right. How long did the row last?
25 years. Oh, it's only a daft little joke, but you can't help laughing at it.
That's what your dad said on the day you were born. Hurry up, Alfie. I'm freezing out here. I wish I had something to warm me up. I wonder if I dare go in and tell the bomber man in the Sea Scouts and I've come for me rum ration.
I thought it was you. Well, what are you doing standing in the pub doorway?
Waiting till I'm 18.
Oh, don't be funny. What are you doing here?
Waiting for Alfie to get chucked out.
Don't talk silly. Alfie's not here.
He is. He's gone in for a bottle of whiskey.
But he told me he'd be at home tonight, doing some painting for his mother.
Ah, that's right, but he's run out of paraffin and he wants the whiskey to get his blow lamp going.
Don't talk nonsense. He can't take me to the pictures, but he can go larking about in public houses. I've half a mind to go in there and have a word with him. The fool.
You're right both times there, Susan.
What do you mean?
Well, Alfie is a fool and you've only half a mind.
Get out of my way. You ought to have more sense than leaving you outside here like...
The shock of my life when I saw you standing here. You say Susan's gone in after Alfie?
Yes, ma'am, a few minutes ago. If you hurry, you should just be in time for the start of round two.
Look, what's Alfie playing at? He told Susan he was helping his mother at home with some jobs.
He is. He said, "Ma'am, how can I help you to get these jobs done?" And she said, "Clear off and go to the pub."
That'll do. I'm going in there to have a word with him.
Well, ma'am, he's only gone in for a bottle of whiskey.
But he doesn't drink whiskey. Who's it for?
Me.
What?
Well, in a way, it's a long story.
Oh, don't talk nonsense. I'm going in there.
Ah, good evening, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Hello, Vicar. I'm sorry, I can't stop.
She's just going in the pub, Vicar.
Oh, I didn't know you frequented these places.
I'm not going in for a drink. My daughter's in there.
Susan... Well, really? And she a junior Sunday school teacher as well?
She's not in there drinking, Vicar. She's gone in to fetch Alfie out.
You mean Alfred Hall? One of my sidesmen who is regularly entrusted with one of my collecting plates?
Yes, now you know where he gets his beer money from.
Jimmy, look, Vicar, I don't know what's going on in there.
Get out, your nanny, get out.
It's a mistake, Mr. Sinclair. I can explain.
This crack as he is insists on buying a bottle of scotch and then 5 minutes later tries to sell the bottle back to the landlord.
Father, what on earth is going on?
I've no idea, Pat. It's Alfie. I can't make head or tail of what he's talking about, the daft...
Good evening, Mr. Sinclair.
Oh, hello, Vicar. What are you doing here?
He's just popped out of the pulpit for a pint.
Shut up. Ah, there you are, Susan. Perhaps you can explain what's happening.
I've no idea, Mother.
Alfie, come over here. You didn't tell Higginbottom about the tickets, did you?
No, but he told me he'd heard from somewhere and he's going to ring the Rose and Crown tomorrow and find out who's got them.
Oh, no. What happened about the whiskey?
Well, he knows about the tickets, so I didn't want it now. But the landlord wouldn't buy it back, so Mr. Higginbottom bought it off me for 35 bob.
But you paid over... £2.10 for it, didn't you?
Yeah, but he said he wasn't paying the full price because the whiskey was second-hand. And he still wants his tickets.
Oh, heck, we've had it. Hey, wait a minute. Does he know the ringside seats?
Well, he didn't say so. He said he wondered where he'd be sitting.
Good. As soon as the heat's off, you're paying a return visit to the stadium.
What for?
To be buying 4-5 bob tickets from Taffy Twithead, look you. Hello, this is the palace. Charlie speaking.
You what? Isn't that Clitheroe's?
Oh, heck, it's Foghorn Fred.
Hello. Is that you, young Clitheroe?
No, Mr. Foghorn. I mean, Higginbottom. We're all out. This is one of them answering phones. Please leave a message in 10 seconds.
I'll leave my footprint on your behind in a minute. Is your granddad there?
No, Mr. Higginbottom. He's in the tool shed.
Well, go and get him. I want to know what he's playing at, not let him on about my boxing tickets.
He didn't get them.
Look, I know Phil McBride left them at your house with your granddad.
No, me granddad was out. He left them with me, us, Alfie, I mean. Alfie's got them, I hope.
Well, why didn't you tell me that yesterday?
Didn't Alfie tell you in the pub?
No, he didn't.
Oh, well, with the trouble over the whiskey, it must have slipped his mind. I mean, there's not much there to stop it, is there?
Look, you tell Dithering Dick that I'll be calling at your house tonight for my 4 ringside tickets. And if they're not there, he'll be getting a ringside seat at his own funeral.
Right, I'll tell him, Mr. Higgins. Ringside tickets? How do you know? I mean, who told you?
Phil McBride told me. He rang me up today. Anyway, what's it got to do with you?
That's what I say, Mr. Higginbottom. What's it got to do with me? Nothing. It's Alfie's funeral fault. I mean, his business.
You're beginning to sound like him. Listen, just give him my message, that's all.
Right you are, Mr. Higgin... He's hung up. Oh, that's what Alfie'll be tonight. Hung up on a telegraph pole.
Jimmy, was that Alfie on the phone? Isn't he coming round?
He won't do after Higginbottom hits him. It was a television producer offering you a part, Susan. The man from Deck Tory wants her. He said they're a monkey short.
Oh, you and your childish jokes. Remind me on Saturday to buy you a dummy.
Oh, there's no need to buy one. I'll borrow yours.
Just cut it out. Alfie was supposed to be here half an hour ago to take Susan to the pictures.
Oh, what are you going to see?
If we ever get there, we're going to see Oliver. And don't say Oliver who.
I know Oliver. I've seen him on the telly with Stan Laurel.
Oliver Twist. The film's called Oliver. Oh, wait a minute. You've seen it.
I know. Food, glorious food. Oh, that reminds me. What's for supper, ma'am?
At last. That'll be Alfie now.
I'll go. You get your coat on and comb your face.
If you don't behave, you'll be getting no supper tonight.
Oh, hello, Jimmy. Oh, what a time I've had. I dashed home from work, told my mother I'd have a quick tea because I had to get the tickets from the Welshman for boxing. Not him, the tickets. But oh, I shouldn't have rushed because I got one stuck in my throat.
A ticket?
No, a kipper bone. My mum said, eat dry bread, and I had a big gulp of tea. My dad smacked me on the back. I nearly drowned the cat. Anyway, I've got them.
Well, maybe the doctor can give you something to get rid of them.
The ticket. I've got 4 or 5 bob tickets. Will you take them around to Higginbottom?
No, you take them. Back to your old Welsh friend. Jones the ticket. Higginbottom knows he's won ringside seats, so they're no good now. Come on.
So you're here at last, Alfie Hall?
Yes, Susan. Ta-ra.
What?
You said ta-ra.
Yeah, I've got to change the ticket. Oh, my leg!
Sorry, Alfie, I thought you were the doorstep.
I've got the tickets for Oliver.
Yeah. Oh, like I forgot about the twister. I'm sorry, I can't go. I've got to go somewhere else.
Where?
Goosey, die bark about a dog.
Look, boy, I keep telling you I've got no ringside tickets, whatever. None at all, no how, not one, none.
Are you sure?
Oh, take me to the foot of our stairfoot. There are no ringside tickets left. Only 5 shillings have I got, and you got them, but you don't want them. But I can't have them back, because I got too many more than I want now.
Alfie, I didn't know you had any Welsh relations.
Hey, what?
Mr. Taffy. Couldn't you alter a 5 bob ticket to a ringside one?
What? That would be forgery.
I know, but would it work?
Wait a minute. I got an idea, a thought, an inspiration.
Well, one of them might work.
Lofty Carruthers.
Which one's he?
Well, Lofty Carruthers always buys a block of tickets when anything popular is on and then flogs the tickets at a profit. He did that this time. Battling Milligan is a local boy, see? Stands to reason it will be a sellout.
Where can we find this fella?
Let's see, 7:15. He'll be at the Red Lion now. Moves on to the Mucky Duck about 8:30.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know the Red Lion. I've been there.
Yes, Alfie buys second-hand whiskey there. Before we go, mister, are you sure you can't give us the money back on these 4 5-bob tickets?
Sorry, boy Bark, but I'm only the assistant. The manager would go mad if I took tickets back. I'd be on bread and water for a week.
Ah, the manager couldn't do that to you. He's not a warder.
Worse than that, boyo. The manager is my wife, Blodwyn.
Oh,
Harvey's found Lofty in that bar. If he doesn't, he'll have to get drunk so he won't feel it when Higginbottom belts him. 30 bob each, there'll be, according to Taffy. 4 tickets at 30 bob, that's £6. It's a lot. Still, it's cheaper than buying a coffin.
Mother, look, it's our Jimmy.
Jimmy, what are you doing outside the Red Lion again?
I'm still not 18. Sorry, ma'am. I'm waiting for Alfie.
Alfie's in there. I buy tickets for the picture and he stands me up so he can go in a pub. Mother, I'm going in there to give him a piece of my mind.
Well, if you gave him all of it, he'd still be stupid.
I'm coming with you, Susan.
James Clitheroe, what are you doing outside the Red Lion again?
Well, I don't like the beer at the Rose and Crown.
Don't you be impertinent, boy.
Sorry, Vicar. I'm waiting for me mum. She's gone in to stop the fighting there between our Susan and Alfie.
What? Susan and Alfred are brawling in a public house? I don't believe it.
Oh, go and see for yourself. And when you come out, could you bring me a packet of crisps, please?
Hey, it's that grandson of yours again.
Jimmy, what are you doing outside the Red Lion again?
Oh, heck, think I'll make a record of it. I'm leaning on a pub door at the corner of the street until a certain little Alfie comes out.
What? Is Alfie Hall in there?
Everybody's in there. The vicar, ma'am, Susan, Alfie and Uncle Tom Cobley's buying the drinks.
Well, I hope that twit's got my tickets on him. I will have the big fight here.
Oh, you needn't worry about the tickets, Mr. Higginbottom. I'm worrying enough for both of us.
Susan, but honestly, I can explain. I think.
And I can believe you. I don't think.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Clitheroe. Most regrettable misunderstanding.
It certainly was, Vicar. As though we'd be drinking in a pub with Jimmy outside.
Quite. Well, I'll say cheerio. Cheerio. Quite.
What's going on, Pat? Is it a party or something?
If Alfie's got 'em, it is. If he hasn't, it'll be a wake.
You what? Oh, got 'em. Yes, I have. I got 'em off him, not the bar, leaning on it, I mean. Taffy said Lofty would be leaning on it, but he wasn't. He was sitting on it. Not the bar.
On his sit upon?
Yes. No. Well, he was, but he had it on a chair. It's a sit upon thing, I mean. What am I saying?
Nothing, Alfie, but you say it so beautifully.
Mother, I'm going home. Are you coming?
Yes, Susan, it's too late for the pictures now.
Oh, heck, the pictures. I was going with you.
I gave you up half an hour ago. Mother was coming with me instead.
But now we've had it. Come along, Susan.
Right, Mother. Goodbye, Mr. Hall. Don't ring me, I'll ring you. In 1995.
Oh, heck, she's finished with me.
Yes, so some good's come out of all your trouble.
Say, shut up, you.
Never mind the romance, Sir Lancelot. Have you got my tickets for the fight?
Yes, here, Mr. Higginbottom, 4 tickets.
Thank goodness.
These are raffle tickets.
Oh. I'm sorry, you see, but when I went in looking for him, the barman said, did I want some tickets? So I said I wanted 4, and he gave me for 2 bob. They're for a duck.
Christmas party, instead of pass the parcel, can we use Alfie's head?
Shut up. Here, Mr. Higginbottom. Here are your boxing tickets. 4 ringside seats.
Thank you. 5th row, ringside. This should be all right.
Yes, we'll get... you'll get a good view from there, Mr. Higginbottom.
Ah, you're a lucky fella, Higgy.
So are you, Pete. Here you are. 1 for you.
Oh, thanks, Higgy. But I'll pay you for it, of course.
Don't be daft. You're a mate, aren't you?
Well, yes.
Of course, and I'm Ozzy's mate.
They cost me nothing, Pete. I suppose you'd like one as well, wouldn't you?
Yes, please.
Alfie?
Oh.
Yeah, well, it's very kind of you, Mr. Higginbottom. I would like to see the fight.
Everybody would.
Right, there's your ticket, Alfie.
Ah.
That'll be a pound you owe me.
Oh, I see.
Well, I mean, you're not a mate of mine like Pete, are you?
Oh, no. Here's your pound.
I'm half a mate of yours, Mr. Higginbottom. Pete's me granddad.
What? Oh, you're unlucky.
This fourth ticket is for the wife's brother. If I didn't give him a ticket, the wife would scalp me.
Well, he could still give me it and tell everybody you're a skinhead.
Well, it was a great fight, Higgy.
Yes, well, I saw of it. What rotten seats to give you as a prize. I'll have something to say to that Phil McBride when I see him.
Well, Alfie changed seats with you and sat behind the pole.
I know, but that fella jumped up in the third row just as Milligan was finishing the other bloke off. I missed the actual knockout.
Oh, boy, it was a lovely punch.
Well, don't go on about it. Come on, get in my taxi. Let's be off.
Hang on, where's Alfie?
I don't know. There he is. Hey, Alfie, come on. You can walk home.
I was looking for Jimmy to see if he wanted a lift.
What are you talking about? Come here.
I was trying to find Jimmy, but... Oh, there he is. Jimmy?
That's Phil McBride with him.
What's Jimmy doing here? He hadn't got a ticket.
Oh, yeah, he had four.
Four?
Yeah, four or five bob tickets that I bought to give to nobody. So I gave them to Jimmy.
Well, he couldn't sit in four seats.
No, he was going to sell three of them if he could and get 15 bob back.
Hello, everybody. Hey, smashing fight, wasn't it?
Yeah, Battling Milligan lived up to his name, didn't he?
Yeah, did you see that knockout punch?
No, I didn't, thanks to Mr. Phil Goodheart McBride here.
Hey, what?
No, Higgy. No one could help the fella jumping up in front of you. I mean, Jimmy obviously saw it from the back in the five bob seats.
I saw it from the front row of the ringside seats. I was the other side of the ring from you.
I didn't give you that seat.
No, I did. I saw him and his three little pals at the back, so I put them in the four empty front row seats that you lot didn't want.
Oh, heck.
What do you mean that we didn't want?
The four seats I gave as the raffle prize. They were still empty when the fight started, so I put the kids in. Thought you hadn't come.
My prize tickets were for the fifth... Alfie Hall, where did you get my tickets?
Jimmy was lighting the fire. Well, he wasn't, I was, but... Well,
it's a very funny story, Mr. Higginbottom. But I've heard it, so I'll just run and catch the bus while Alfie tells you. Start at the beginning, Alfie. With any luck, before you get to the end, you'll have lost them halfway.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, Brian Truman as Phil McBride and the Vicar, and Arnold Peters as the ticket clerk. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
What a scream, wasn't it? Me, Ozzie, Charlie Thompson and Spotty Barraclough sitting in Mr. Higginbottom's front row seats. And he only charged them five bob each. Better we use the other tickets to get in the stadium. Still, I did get 15 bob back. After all, it had cost Alfie £9 for all the tickets and whiskey, so I had to help him out. I went halves with him in the 15 bob. Five bob for him and 10 for me. Ta-ra!